Another sermon by Ted Turner.
When Jesus was here, he said, "If you love me, obey my commandments." We must make sure that we've asked God to forgive us for all sin in our lives. We need to make sure that we've forgiven people who have sinned against us and hurt us. It says in 1 John 1:8, 9, and 10, it says, "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us." 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us." Jesus expected all of us to accept his sacrifice on the cross. He didn't come down here just to do that, just so they could write about it and just say, "Well, he went to the cross." He came down here, he did that for you, specifically for you and you and you, so that you could have your sins forgiven, so that your heart could be lightened, so that someday when God calls us all to heaven, it can go up there, and it will not have the heavy burden and the weight of all those sins holding it down here on earth. So we need to ask Jesus to forgive us for our sins today, and we need to follow his rules. We need to do what he says for us to do. Jesus expected us to treat people in the church respectively. He expected us to follow his commandments in the world. That means we're not to lie, we're not to steal, we're to set an example. We're to be examples of what Jesus wants us to be. That includes no affairs, that includes no stealings, no destructive attitudes, no backbiting. Jesus wants us to try to be like him. And if we're going to be like him, then we're going to have to start trying to do that. And that means putting away childish things and moving on to the important things that Jesus said we can do. One of the things he said in Romans 14:17 that we can do, he says, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." It also says in the Bible, "The joy of the Lord is our strength." If you want God's strength in your life, then you find some songs that you can learn, and you sing those songs when you're by yourself or when you're with your kids, and ask God to give you that joy and that peace and the Holy Ghost in your life. And then you will also have power in your life, because in 1 Corinthians 4:20 it says, "For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power." And that means when you have power in a light switch, you can switch it on and the light comes on. And that means when you have power in Jesus, you can say a prayer and you can expect that some or all of that prayer is going to be answered. That's what it means to have power, just like if you turn a light on with a switch. If you don't have power, it isn't going to work no matter how many times you flick that switch back and forth. And if you got power in your life, in Jesus' life, that he gives you, then you'll be able to ask a prayer and see it answered. In Jesus' name.
There is a name I long to hear, I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me, it tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe. Who in each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.